And then the trastuzumab studies came out, first as a press release in April 05, and then the next month in May presented. At that point, which is around the time this woman was coming through, we had data for using AC and a taxane, really paclitaxel, where the trastuzumab was started during the taxane. How did you sort of process that, and what did you decide to do?
Well, we had data from three different trials to sort of incorporate, and in our experience with this patient being 72, I wasn't real comfortable with giving her dose dense. Additionally, we didn't have data with Herceptin in the dose dense fashion from these studies. So we went with the more traditional Q3-week dosing, and we also gave her Herceptin Q3 weeks and concurrently with her Taxol every 3 weeks.
So she got AC.
AC.
And after four cycles of AC, she then got paclitaxel and trastuzumab.
Correct.
And how often were you giving the trastuzumab?
Every 3 weeks.
And I'm guessing you did an ejection fraction of her. Her heart was okay?
Yeah, we did an ejection fraction at baseline before adriamycin, and it was 63%. We did an ejection fraction after adriamycin, but before trastuzumab, and it was 60%.
So, yeah, because I guess one of the things that's really been important, particularly in people over 50, are people who drop between those two points. And she really didn't have much of a drop. When you kind of sat down with her at that point to present the option of this sort of chemotherapy, trastuzumab, and then again, I guess you're going to continue the trastuzumab for a year.
For a year.
Just the way the trials did up to that point. What did you say to her about sort of the benefits or risk of what you were proposing?
I told her that, you know, new data had recently been published that showed that the addition of trastuzumab to her chemotherapy could reduce her risk of the cancer coming back by a significant amount. And I don't know if at the time I gave her actual numbers, but I probably said around 30% and reduce her risk of it coming back. And I explained to her that it would add 6 months more on top of her chemotherapy, and that would mean that she would have to stay here in the States for that additional time. But that if she can sort of deal with it and stay here, that when she returned to Jamaica, we'd hope that she'd be able to return down there with a clearer mind, knowing that she had received the optimal treatment while she was up here.